Hey Tony, this is Adam Zamboni from your Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 o'clock classes in physics, and my bank account number is 837. Gotcha. But hey, at least you're paying attention, all right? All right. Anyways, I'm originally from Redondo Beach, California, which is a little beach city town about 15 to 20 miles south of LA, I'd say. So to drive to LA from Redondo would still be like 2 hours, 'cause traffic is so bad over there. But anyways, ethnicity-wise, on my mother's side, I'm basic, you're Western European person, but on my dad's side, we're from Italy, like pretty recently moved over from Italy. My grandma and grandpa are your just basic classic comical Italian grandparents. And my grandma, she's basically the same exact person from the grandma in Everybody Loves Raymond. So if you've seen that show and like know how funny that character is, that's exactly how my grandma is. So I'd like to thread it in there for comical sake, I suppose. But as for my major now, my major is biology, and it took me a while to find what major I wanted to be, like 2 years of community college, but I decided on biology because of, well, first of all, I was doing better in the subject of biology than the rest of my subjects, and I found it interesting, so it seemed pretty certain that that's the path I should take. And with my bachelor's in biology, I plan to go to med school after that, and specifying in dermatology. So it's kind of a rough route, but that's the plan, and we'll see if everything turns out as I've planned it. So why am I taking a physics course? Well, first of all, I took a conceptual physics course back in community college, and I really liked that. I mean, conceptual-wise, you just got to sit in class and enjoy it and have fun. But that was also before they would do math. It's just conceptual, so that was a little more easier to enjoy of a class. But still, all physics is pretty entertaining to me. I enjoy it, and it's also I need it for my major, so gotta take it, right? So after taking physics now, I should have a better understanding of purposes to how it's leading in my intellectual growth in general. And this is the way I see it. I see the physics as it gives you a good means of understanding the basic principles of nature and technology and their interconnections between them. It just helps you understand, I suppose, how things work, all in all. Plus, it also has some what I'd call quote-unquote mind-blowing subjects or topics to it. And by that, I mean just could be the simplest stuff. Like before the semester, I didn't know that electricity was simply moving electrons, which is no hard concept to grasp, but still just kind of like wow. I remember my other classes, teacher saying the entire point of the universe is just to spread energy from one point to another till you get heat equilibrium, and it's only going to be like 2 or 3 Kelvin, and some other interesting stuff like how water is densest at 3 or 4 degrees Celsius, I forget, 4, and so that's why ice floats. But if you can really quickly get past that dense part, you can, you know, freeze living objects and thaw them out. Just really interesting random stuff like that. As for the problem-solving method, the purpose of it, of this technique you've been teaching us, well, I see it as that if you do it correctly, it limits out your options for incorrect answers or fallacies, so it leads you down a correct path more likely. Because if you list all of your options, then you're able to look at the problem as a whole better, so you get a better understanding of the problem itself, and you're more likely to get the correct answer. So, do I like college so far? Of course I like college so far. Well, of course, other than the cost. I mean, it's simply a fun place to be. And plus, I knew I'd get more independent as I moved out from my community college in my hometown to somewhere else, but it didn't realize to what degree it does. So, I mean, it's always good to be more independent. But, what do I expect from college? Well, first of all, just college education and degree, that's the number one priority. But also expect it's going to be a means of, you know, meeting friends, hopefully lifelong friends, and just networking in general, because it's always good to get possible future business associates that will help you in the long run of your life. And last but not least, I expect it just to be a good time. Everybody says how college is like the best part of their lives, and it's pretty good so far, but you know, I still got a while to go and have a lot more good times ahead of me. So, that's about it, yeah. So, take care, and this is the end of my audio recording.